Shalom, today's daf yomi is Kedushin daf chof tes, Kedushin 29. And today's daf yomi is probably one of my top five favorite pages in the whole Talmud. It's just so filled with so many things. And I apologize, I'm not going to do justice to this Talmud, to this page, by just picking one small nugget from it. But I have to choose, so I just want to say the following question. Tana Rabbanan, the following case the Gemara talks about. The Gemara says, "Liftos es beno v'la'os l'regel." If a person has a choice, he has only enough money to do one of the two following commandments, either to do the mitzvah of redeeming his firstborn son, or to make a pilgrimage to the temple. Which should he do? So the Tana Kama says, "Pod es beno v'akach ol l'regel." First redeem your son, and afterwards make the pilgrimage. Whereas Rabbi Huda says, "Ol l'regel, you make the pilgrimage v'akach pod es beno." And then you redeem your firstborn son. Shezu mitzvah overus, vezu mitzvah she'enu overus. Because one is a mitzvah that's passing, i.e. the pilgrimage, and the other one that's not passing. So redeeming your son, you could do later. So the says, Bisham Rabbi Yehuda Ketkamar Taima. So what's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? It's obvious. He says it's reasoning. One is a mitzvah that's passing, and the other one is not. But for Rabbanan, my Taimayo, what's the reasoning for the Rabbanan? The Gemara says, based upon the verse, Kol b'chor b'necha tifteh, b'hadar lo yiru p'nei reikam. It's a verse. The verse says, Kol b'chor b'necha tifteh. And only afterwards does it say to do the pilgrimage. So we see from here the concept of doing a mitzvah overis before another mitzvah is accepted by everybody. It's just in this case, there's a gzeris hakotzev. It means to say, if there's a mitzvah that's passing, you do not give up the opportunity to do a mitzvah in life. Never pass over a mitzvah. Never pass over a mitzvah. You don't know when you'll ever have another opportunity to do that mitzvah. That is a fundamental lesson we have to remember in life. If there's a mitzvah that's overus, don't lose the opportunity to do a mitzvah. You can regret many things in life, but you'll never regret anything as much as missing an opportunity to do a mitzvah.